You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And if you're looking at the time, it is now 45 minutes after the hour of 6 p.m., at least from where I'm broadcasting from, right here in Irene, Pretoria, South Africa. And of course, it is the 7th of March, 2024. And welcome to the show if you've just joined us. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are, of course, powered by SID Media. You would know if you're listening to the show for Monday that Botswana was our country of focus. And today, I'm so delighted to actually have this conversation as we wrap up our country of focus, that is the Botswana. Are you from Bots? Have you been listening? And you want to share with us a little bit about the country of Botswana? You're more than welcome to do so. But home to some of Africa's most stunning lodges and tented camps, Botswana leads the way in low-volume, high-value safari tourism. Vast expanses of this dazzling, diverse country are protected spaces, allowing a staggering array of wildlife to roam freely. Now, Dorcas Welio knows a little bit about this as the owner of Ms. Mundo Adventure and Leisure Travel, and she joins us to share a little bit around the top 10 places to visit in Botswana. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Capello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm great. Wow, the introduction that you just gave about Botswana, I'm speechless. I have no words left. That was amazing.
I tried. I gave it my best. I tried. Eh? How was your day, though?
Oh, it's been a great day. Awesome Thursday as we're heading towards the weekend.
Yeah.
Work kind of gets into a flurry. And then tomorrow, you know, it kind of chills as we head into the Sabbath day. So, it's been a good one. Thank you.
That's beautiful. You know, I always say that people who say they've had a good day or the day was good, I always see money now. I always count it in money. So it says to me, you made money today, right?
You know, those F&B notifications becoming,
Hey! I love that. That sounds really good. That's why we are here, to talk about such things, eh? So that's really amazing. Before we get into, the top 10 places, in Botswana, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your company does as well.
All right. So as you've already said, my name is Dorcas Welio. I was born and raised in Maung in Botswana, in the north of Botswana.
Yeah.
And I have come back to live in Maung after studying, in different countries.
Okay.
So I came back to live in Maung in 2005.
Yeah.
And I've always been interested in tourism. So it was kind of a natural progression to get in there. My first job was in real estate.
Yeah.
Which I still do. Travel and tourism has always been my passion, nature, conservation, and all of these things. And growing up in a town like Maung, you naturally gravitate towards nature because it's such a tropical place to be. Mm. So you kind of just want to live in that place and protect that place. Yeah. So my business is a travel agency.
Yeah.
And we also function as a DMC. DMC stands for Destination Management Company.
Okay.
So basically what we do, we serve both inbound and outbound tourists, which means people who come into the country and people who also want to leave the country, which is Botswana, who want to leave and travel around different countries, especially in Southern Africa.
Yeah.
And then we also, but our main market is the guys who are coming into Botswana. And we also do multi-country itineraries.
Yeah.
So, for example, we can do a trip for you, which includes Botswana, South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Zambia.
Oh, wow.
I mean, while you're here, you might as well go and see, a great wonder of the world over here.
Yeah.
You might go and see something else over here. So we do do that facilitation where we help our clients to see as much of Africa as possible. Our company focuses on African travel, and that was intentional because I felt like for a long time, the story of Africa has always been a distorted one where people only know Africa for wars and diseases and pestilence and drought. Yeah. And not to say that those things don't exist, but that's not the only story in Africa to be told. So, you know, I started this business with a passion to show the world that, you know, there is a beautiful part of Africa. We have hidden gems in Africa, and you can come and enjoy yourself safely in Africa.
Fantastic, fantastic. In the time that we have, by the way, before we even get into that, because I want us to then get into those germs that you were talking about in Botswana, that one can try. You know, when I talk, I've got a muscle cramp here, ne? And I think I need a trip to Botswana. My bosses are listening. So I need a trip to Botswana. I'm just saying.
You need a holiday.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying, you know, they are listening and I need to go away. You know, I've been working for a very long time.
Yeah.
They didn't give me a break in December.
A break.
Exactly, Dokas. You know, I know you've got me. So they are listening. My bosses are listening. But anyways, what are those, quickly, those gems in Botswana that one can go to? Hi, Dokas. Okay, seems like we've lost Dokas a little bit there. Let's see if we can try get her again. Yes, I do need a bit of a holiday time away, ne? Because wow, we are zini. I've had a very long year, and it already feels like you know, the year must just come to an end. You know, I've got these things, muscle pulls and what. So that's a sign that I actually need to now take a bit of a breather. Because wow. Yeah. Like she said, Africa is beautiful. Africa is really, really beautiful. And she was, you know, just telling us a little bit about where you can go in Botswana there. So we're going to just try and see if we can get her in a different line. While we are trying to do that, there's this song that I was thinking about during the day, and I was like, yo, I haven't heard this song in a very, very long time, and I hope that you're also going to love it. And if I can find it, let me see if I can find it while we are trying to connect with her, and maybe bring her over for this conversation. This is the song. Okay, seems like we got Dokas back on the line. Hi, Dokas. You are still giving us the places that we can go to in Botswana.
Yes, I will quickly mention them.
Yes.
As I was saying, I will group them geographically.
Yeah.
So from the north to the south.
Yeah.
And not in a particular order to say, okay, this is the best one, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying so that you can picture it in your mind, going from the north to the south of the country. All right. So in the northeast, we have the Chobe, very famous Chobe district.
Okay.
That is where we have a town called Kasane and Gazungula. We have Chobe River and Chobe National Park.
Okay.
This area has got some of the largest populations of elephants in the country. And it's like there are probably more elephants than people there. So this is definitely a good one, a good choice to go to.
Yeah.
Chobe is also famous because it's got all levels of accommodation. So if you're like on the lower end, you can find something suitable. If you're on a medium budget, if you're on a high super luxury,
like
you can also find something there. So that's one of the amazing things about Chobe. Chobe is also a very unique place in which you can access four countries from one geographical point.
Okay.
Yes. So there's a town there called Kazungula, which is a quadri point. So from Kazungula, you can go to Victoria Falls. You can go to Livingstone in Zambia. You can go to Caprivi in Namibia.
Yeah.
So you can visit four countries in one day from that point.
And how so far is it? Like a matter of kilometers? You can just drive quickly in and out while you are still stationed in Chobe.
Yeah, if you're going to Vic Falls, it would be about an hour and a half.
Ah, look at that. That's beautiful.
From Victoria Falls. So you can do a day trip to Victoria Falls and come back.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, to go to Namibia, you just jump on a boat. It's 45 minutes and you're right there.
Okay.
It's an amazing place. That's definitely one for the books.
Yeah, definitely.
So the next place that we have is Savuti, which is it's a marshland. So it's kind of the difference in Savuti than other places in Botswana. It's marshland, so it's kind of like a Serengeti kind of vibe, where it's not like bushy bushy with lots of trees. It's not a jungle as such. It's like flat plains with grass, so you can see the animals from far and distant places, which makes it very, very perfect for especially the predators. So over there, you can see the first cheetah that I saw in my life. I saw it in Savuti. So definitely, it's a place for predators. They've got amazing lions, wild dogs, hyenas. Yeah, definitely another place. Now in Savuti, accommodation is restricted. There are only two lodges there, and then the rest is bush camping. So you can bring your own tent with your own vehicle, or you can hire a company such as mine, where we collect you in our vehicles and we set up the camp for you. We
Oh,
cook for
nice.
you. We provide a shower for you.
Oh,
All you have to do is
nice.
just bring yourself and
Ah,
B&B.
Bona. You've got me.
Yes, but bear in mind that here in Botswana, most of our wildlife areas are actually unfenced. So you are literally in the bush and anything can come to you. You always have to be very careful.
You had me there, Dorcas, until what you just said right now. So we'll have to talk, you and
So
I.
even though we do encourage people to be independent and organize their own trips, we really want people to be careful. So I would prefer someone going on a, on an escorted tour than just by themselves, because you can also easily get lost over there.
My producer is saying cut, cut, cut. So she agrees with me. Aye, when there are predators lying around, aye, cut, cut.
All right. So the third place we have is called Kwai, Kwai Concession. So Kwai is a unique situation in which it's a village within the wilderness. So there are people living there in their homes, but they're inside a wildlife zone. So we have a very delicate balance there of human wildlife interaction. I don't want to say conflict, because a lot of people like to say it's a human wildlife conflict, as if people and animals are always fighting. But it's just an interaction, because the people who live in these areas, most of them know how to deal. Like, you're not supposed to leave your house after sunset. You stay inside because, hyenas are gonna be walking around, leopards are gonna be walking around, hippos are gonna be walking around.
Wait, Dorcas,
So
wait. You're saying it's interactions. Let's qualify these interactions. Interactions or like serious interactions? How serious are these interactions?
Basically, sometimes it would just be a sighting. You would be inside your house, you will hear maybe a lion roar.
Yo,
It's
yo,
not just gonna
yo.
come there and attack. It's
Yo.
gonna be roaring. It's gonna be giving you some signals that, I'm coming
I
through.
Dorcas, mm-mm.
And yes, so in these kind of towns, people don't go around loitering at night. They know that after sunset, if you want to be alive tomorrow, you stay in the house, and then you come out tomorrow when the sun comes out, which I think is nice, because I mean, you don't go to the bar, you
Yeah, it
don't go to
stops people from
the
doing naughty things. Yeah,
club.
people stop doing naughty things. They stay in their houses.
Right. Let me come back. Let me come back to the story. Okay, the fourth place we have is Moremi Game Reserve. Now, Moremi is the most famous game reserve in Botswana. It's the legend of the country. So Moremi is on the southeast of the Okavango Delta. It's part of the delta itself and part of the ecosystem. And in Moremi, there are only three lodges inside, and then the rest of the accommodation is going to be your bush camping again. So you can find yourself a campsite, or we can organize campsites for you. Moremi is like what I can describe as a supermarket of wildlife. If you can
That's
imagine, you
interesting.
just go in there, you're
That's
going to see
interesting.
every single thing you can dream of. You will see elephants, lions, antelopes, zebras, giraffes, all manner of wildlife. And there's also a permanent lagoon in there called Takanaka. So that part of the river never dries. So you can do boat cruises and Mokoro all year round.
Oh, wow.
Also great for fishing. So that's your Moremi Game Reserve. And then we have number five, the Okavango Delta itself. So the Okavango Delta is the largest inland delta in the world. And it's the only delta in the world that actually doesn't drain into the ocean. It just ends in the middle of the country, in the middle of nowhere, in the desert. And so it's been like a riddle for years. Like, where does this water go? And where does it come from?
Mm-hmm.
It's a myriad of waterways. It's channels, it's islands. It's just an incredible thing to witness, you know, in right in the middle of the delta. This is one of the miracles of God, really. You know, the way the water just appears out of nowhere and at a specific time of the year every time, and then it dries up at the same time every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those miracles that, you know, you really know, you look and you see this is the hand of God at work. So there are lots. This is the part of the country where you probably have the highest concentration of luxury camps. So this is where you're going to have your really high-end luxury. Over here, there's no there's no budget accommodation.
Okay.
So over here, you really need to count your bulas and tebes. But, you know, it's an amazing thing. You can go there by helicopter if you don't want to stay overnight. You can go there by boat or Mokoro. You can do a game drive in there. And, let me not forget to mention, it's actually a Ramsar site and also a UN World Heritage Site. In fact, this year we'll be celebrating 10 years. It's a new one. It was only, you know, incited in 2014. So this year we'll be celebrating 10 years of the World Heritage Site at the Delta. So moving along, we have a place called the Panhandle, where the Okavango originates itself. So when it comes from Namibia, it enters through the northwest in a town called Shakawe. So over there in that area, we call it the Panhandle because the river just comes as one solid mass of water before it separates itself into the delta. So over there, we have Shakawe, we have Zodilo Hills, we have Guma Lagoon, we have Sopopa. These areas are not really wildlife rich areas because they are heavily habituated by people. So the animals have gone away or they've just hunted and eaten them all. But it's an important space for fishing. People who like to do tiger fishing, they actually have tiger fishing competitions over there. People come from South Africa, from Namibia to come and do the tiger fishing competition there. It's quite an interesting thing. And the Tudilo Hills is, in fact, the largest collection or largest recorded rock art painting in the world. So when you go there, you're going to see paintings that were done by the San people, you know, the Bushmen who used to live there. So they've got their rock art and some of them have been recorded to be thousands of years old and all of that. So that's quite something interesting to see in Botswana. So over there in the Panhandle, it's more of a cultural tourism than wildlife. That's it's like people who come here for the wildlife will hardly go there because, you know, first of all, they want to see the animals before they want to see the rock paintings and all of that. But it's an interesting place to see. Quite a unique because Botswana is a very flat land, you know. And then you suddenly have these peaks over there out of nowhere. So it's also something interesting to behold.
Okay.
And then number seven, we've got Makarikari Pans. These are vast empty plains of salt. Like it's just white for miles and miles around you. It looks like a moon landing. If you've seen those movies of people going to the moon, when you go there, you feel like you've just landed in one of those places. It's just white for miles all around you. And it is believed that thousands of years ago, it used to be a sea of salt
Okay.
in the middle of the desert.
Ah.
And you can actually believe that, because when it starts raining, like during the rainy season now, January, February, March, if you
Yeah.
go there now, you find the place flooded with water. Like it's
Yeah.
just full of water. And if you try to taste it, you find the water is actually salty.
Sure.
So it becomes a sea of salt once in a year. And this attracts flamingos to the country. So it's been recognized as one of the safest places in the world for flamingos to come and breed, because we don't hunt them, we don't trouble them as such. So they always find a safe haven here in Botswana. And they fly, you know, from all over the world. They come here and breed during the rainy season. And then when the dry season comes, they fly back to all their respective places. So it's quite an interesting place to see. The sunsets are also beautiful over there when it's dry. You can imagine yourself when you've been in this place, which is white all day long. And then when the sun starts setting, it kind of like reflects the color of the sun. So then everything just looks red and golden orange. It really looks amazing. It's quite a nice place to be. And
Oh,
this is
wow.
also a place where you can do the bushman walks.
Yeah.
So we still have some of the sand people in that area. So they can take you on a bushman walk and they show you how they survive in the desert, the shrubs and the healing plants and the poison that they use for hunting and all these amazing things that help them to adapt to that kind of a harsh environment.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Then
yeah.
Quickly moving
Okay.
to number eight. Sorry.
Yes. No problem.
Listen, if time runs out, just cut me, because I know we had that little disturbance with the
Yes.
network.
Yes.
So number eight, we have Thuli Block,
Okay.
which is in the east of Botswana.
Yeah.
So this is like probably the most fertile part of the country.
Yeah.
The soil is very red, unlike other parts where the soil is white and
Yes.
dusty. So Thuli Block is really different from the rest of the country. This is the one place where you will find lots of large rocky outcrops and like cliffs, you know. You can
Yeah.
find gorges there, like high cliffs of rock and highlands, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of the country is just dry and with mopanis. So it's quite a departure from the rest of the safari destinations that we're used to in the country.
Yeah.
So it makes for a different tapestry if you're, you know, looking for something different in terms of landscape.
Yeah.
So in Thuli, you will also see, you know, wildlife that is adapted to that kind of environment, which is a little bit more arid. So the elephants are going to be a little bit more different than the ones you see in the delta, which are always by the side of the water and the river. And the antelopes, they're all adjusted to that harsh, dry, arid environment.
Okay.
And then very quickly, I'm going to put number 9 and 10 together.
Yeah.
Number 9, I've put CKGR, that's the Central Kalahari Game Reserve. Number 10, I've put Kute Game Reserve.
Yeah.
Both of these are in the center and the south of Botswana. Both of these places are desert. So you're going to see desert-adapted animals. You're going to see the oryx, also called gemsbok in Afrikaans. Okay, those who don't know what an oryx is, it's the national animal of Qatar, I believe.
Yes.
If you've seen the emblem of Qatar, that animal with the long white straight horns, that's the oryx.
Yeah.
You find it there. You also find foxes, mostly desert-adapted wildlife. You're not going to see like a lot of, you know, giraffe and zebra and that kind of thing. So it's going to be mainly desert animals. But they have what is called black mane lions.
Oh.
And these are some of the most ferocious lions you could ever encounter.
I hope they are not roaming around.
They are in the campsites. Actually, Kute, I would not recommend for a self-drive if you're a beginner.
Yeah.
I would recommend it for experienced campers because it can get bad really quickly. I mean, they even go into the showers, like they go into the toilets looking for water.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's you need to be so fully prepared, both mentally and physically and everything else.
Yeah. No, that's definitely not where I'm going.
That kind of place.
Yeah.
But they do have the most amazing black maned lions.
Yeah.
They are, you can just imagine a lion with black hair and the roar.
Sure.
It's like it can make you tremble within your tent. And then we also have the Bushmen there, the San people. So they also have traditional San festival. They have their dancing. They have their art festival. Quite an interesting place. Also completely different from the north of the country. Because over here now it's going to be very dry. You might see sand dunes. Basically those are the top 10 places.
Fantastic. You've outlined them quite beautifully, and you just made me want to go there. That's what I'm saying. You and I are going to talk, because I really would love to visit some of these ones. Now, we don't have time, but I need to ask you this question. What are the best local foods, one or two?
Okay, the best local food here, we have... Okay, I have to admit, most of the food here in Botswana is not vegetarian friendly.
Okay.
We are a beef loving country.
Yes.
And so a lot of our food involves meat.
Yes.
So I'm just going to say, out of interest, we have Mopani worms.
Okay.
These are worms that come out of the Mopani tree.
Yeah.
And they're like thick, green little things there. You can take them. They take them and they dry them. They're mostly eaten dry.
Yeah.
But there are a few people who eat them fresh.
Yeah.
Ooh, you cut off the head and then you... But I've never eaten a Mopani worm. And it's not like... It's not like a thing in our area in Mao where we live. So it's mostly eaten in the eastern part of the country.
Yeah.
Here in Mao, our delicacy is called zui.
Yeah.
Which is the roots of a water lily. So the ladies go down, and the men, but mainly it's women who harvest.
Yeah.
They go down to the bottom of the river. They have to fight crocodiles sometimes. They have to fight snakes sometimes. They go down there, they harvest the root of the water lily.
Okay.
And they cook it with meat.
Yeah.
They pound the beef and they put the meat, the zui in there, and then they have this nice dish, which we normally eat with pap.
Yes.
Which is pounded maize, or bohobe, which is pounded sorghum.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, I just want to say, we have this dish called bohobe jwale rotse.
Yeah.
Bohobe jwale rotse is sorghum meal, which is cooked with sour milk and pumpkin pulp.
Yeah.
I know you can't imagine it. What?
Sour milk, pumpkin, definitely.
But let me tell you, when you eat that thing, you will be back for more.
Okay, that's worth trying.
I encourage, if you see it on any menu at all, please try that bohobe jwale rotse. You won't forget it in a hurry.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. I should definitely try that. Ma'am, I think we actually need you to come for an entire hour and let us talk about these kind of things.
I'll be happy to do that.
Definitely. I don't know why my producers are listening. But thank you so much, ma'am, for just taking us through that journey. And I am truly interested, and I hope my listeners as well will be in touch with you. Your number, if they want to use your services?
Yes, please. If you want to contact me, you can call or WhatsApp the following number.
Yeah.
+267 777 23515. I'll repeat it again.
Yeah.
It's +267 777 23515. And then my email is mizmundo.adv@gmail. That's M-I-Z.
Yeah.
mundo.adv@gmail.com.
Thank you so much.
So I'll be happy if our Adventists listeners can get in touch with me.
Yes.
We do sometimes have trips which are for Adventist travelers,
where
we observe the Sabbath during the trip, and we make sure we don't do, you know, tours and whatever. On that day, we'll be resting. We sometimes go and visit a local church.
Yeah.
We sometimes go and see a local charity.
Yeah.
So we do have trips which are especially packaged for our Adventist travelers. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you so much,
me,
ma'am.
Guys.
Have a good one. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tapelo.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.